Hey guys, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. Thank you for joining me today on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as we explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with the God-given power, the gifts that unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a future that you love. As you become a creator of your own destiny, here you'll find that inspiration, the practical tips, and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Today, I have a beautiful guest who woke up super early to be here because she is, I believe, in Australia, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. You guys, we've got Susan Day here, and we're going to link all of her websites in the podcast so you can actually click on everything she does. But she's very passionate about art therapy. So, Susan, why don't you give us a little bit of background on you and tell us exactly what art therapy is, who it's for, and what it can do?
Well, thank you for having me. It's so exciting. Yeah, it's very early here. I'm in one of the southern states of Australia. And it's the best thing to time travel because, you know, like it's Thursday morning or something.
Right.
So, yeah, that's really good. So, yeah, I was actually looking into mindfulness and how that can improve people's lives and enhance what they do, and particularly about developing coping skills. That's sort of my thing. And then I discovered art therapy, and I've always been an artist. I've always been a doodler and a drawer, and I love experimenting with all sorts of different kinds of mediums. And that's when I thought, my, this is a thing, like art therapy is that, you know. And
Yeah.
then when I read, like, it's like over 100 years old, and I was like, oh, okay, took me a while to catch on. But, yeah, it's one of those things that I guess the more I looked into it, the more I realised that it can be so empowering, and it transcends our normal talk therapy because, you know, some people just don't have the words, or they find talking about their trauma to be extremely difficult. You could also, when we look at children, and I do a lot of work with preteens, and, you know, they grunt a lot. We've all been teens.
Right.
You might even have some at home.
Been one and have them. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, same. And I've got grandchildren that are just about to come into that cycle. Yeah, so they don't know how to express how they feel, but they can through art. And I think that's extraordinarily powerful. Yeah.
That's amazing. Because you started this journey when you were on the search for mindfulness. What was transpiring in your life to guide you down a path of mindfulness? Because that's kind of an awakening. Not everybody is aware of that. So what brought you there?
I had, we'd been through a death in the family, a granddaughter, which was very traumatic.
Oh.
And I lived in a community where it was quite a big town. It wasn't a little town, but I moved to a very little town. And I suddenly, nobody knew me. And I'd lost all that connection. And I was going through all this turmoil. And I don't know. I just thought, I've always been a bit of an explorer when it comes to the spiritual realm. I'm not very good at going outside a lot, but particularly in the cold. But yeah, it's just one of those things. And I've always been a meditator, and I've used that for my anxiety and panic disorders and things like that I've used to suffer a lot of. And I've used journaling, and I've used art, and I've used all these art therapy kind of techniques without realizing what I was doing. But when I discovered there was this mindful practice that you could do, which when I'm teaching it, particularly when I'm teaching it to teens, children, I sort of say to them, this is like meditation on the go. You know, it's something you can do almost at any point of the day. Because we have mindful walking, and there's mindful eating, and they, you know, like they kind of get that. And for me, I thought, oh, this is this, you know, not everybody can sit and meditate for 20, 30 minutes a day. Or if you do, you can also practice this sense of mindfulness. At any point of the day, you can just let your body relax, you know, and work with things like that. And it really goes well with arts therapy. And I say arts with an S because I include anyway, journaling, sculpturing, music, poetry, all that sort of stuff. So we sort of encompass all the arts. And part of, I suppose, part of the power, I think, of art therapy is the act of mindfulness. So if you're somebody who is quite anxious, let's say, or you're feeling a little quite disconnected mentally, I'm gonna have to cough, excuse me.
Oh, you're good.
Told you it was too early. Yes,
I woke her up. It's like 7 o'clock there in the morning.
yeah, that's
So.
right. Yeah, it's just the movement, being mindful of, say, let's say, the movement of the paint on the canvas or something, that sort of sense, or using Play-Doh is a very good relief for stress and anxiety as well. So that it for me, they kind of just go together. I don't know, it's just it just makes sense, I suppose, after all that, great long
All of
explanation.
that. Do you still use this in your life every day, or is it just something that you teach? Do you still find time for your own mindfulness?
Always. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
Where would you
yeah.
start someone on day one that is just like, because I preach a lot, Susan, about, finding hobbies, finding something outside of yourself. Traditional talk therapy just doesn't always do the trick for people. It just doesn't. And I agree with that statement a lot. It doesn't cover all the bases at times, and some people just don't know how to get the words out. People can't communicate. So if you've got someone, and I'm telling them, find a hobby, find something to do that's going to get you out of your current situation. Where would you tell them to start with art therapy? Like if they've never done anything, they've never, experienced with trying to draw or things like that, where would you start them?
I'd encourage them to go online. They can go to my website. There's over 200 blogs, posts about art therapy. Like you can also explore. I've written quite a few books, but to be honest, I'd probably just start finding something online that speaks to you. Pretty much, I often will start with a piece of paper and a set of coloured markers and slide them over across the table and talk to my client about how their day was. Something, nothing to do with the
It's
trauma.
easy.
And yeah, it's easy. And I'll say to them, what I want you to do is I want you to think about, for example, your trauma or your anxiety or whatever it's bothering you. Maybe it's your husband, maybe it's the kids, maybe it's your wife, I don't know. You may be your boss at work. And just pick up any color and start making marks on the paper. And a therapist can read the marks and interpret them along with the client. You can't just go, oh, it's nothing magical or
Right.
anything. Yeah. But, they might pick up, say, a red and start making, and even the pressure that somebody uses when they pick up a pencil or a marker. Yeah. And you'll find that the colors matter, the shape they draw matters, where it sits on the paper matters. And I would say I've done some work with young mums who are just starting out. They don't have time to sit down and make an art studio and create a painting. They just got
Right.
a little baby. And I say you can pick up a pen and use the back of an envelope or a bit of,
Yeah.
it doesn't matter. Just start making marks on a paper, and you'll find your mind might start to travel a little bit. You might begin about, kind of worrying about what you're going to cook for dinner, and then move on to world politics, and all these things are in
Right.
here in your mind, and you've got to get them
Does a
out.
coloring book count? Because that is how I get myself out of the situation. It's literally a coloring book, and I've got my own crayons. No one's allowed to touch them. It literally my own crayons and coloring books that are off limits to the kids, because that it helps me.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And the coloring books is one of those, it's one of those sort of great starters, I
Yeah.
find. And I don't use them myself personally, but I'm quite comfortable, obviously, with all sorts of art materials. So I tend to use whatever I've got. And I think I live by the adage, she who dies with the most art materials wins, because I have a room full.
That's so great.
I have a room full.
That's
But
perfect.
yeah, the coloring books are really interesting. And I've worked with some troubled teens, and particularly the young ladies. And I find that particularly with somebody who's got anxiety and there's too much going on and everything's getting muddled in their head, just to be able to sit very quietly and very carefully and breathing some very nice long deep breaths, and just again forming something that sort of explodes in color at the end and comes alive on the page. And I think that's really powerful. Yeah,
How
you got the
important do
coloring
you
books.
touch on the process of breathing? Because that is something else that I am a fanatic about. And it's, I think we take for granted our breathing because most of the time we're shallow mouth breathers and your body is getting deprived of all the oxygen it needs in through the nose, out through the mouth.
That's right.
How important is this when you're working with your clients to teach mindful breathing?
Oh, it's fundamental, absolutely fundamental. And in I've written I've got a book coming out very soon about preteens, but I also have a lot of activity books, and each one steps out. It's about particular looking at a particular activity and doing it, but they all begin with this sense of just sitting quite still, and I take people through that. The three very light, nice, long, deep breaths, and imagining yourself being surrounded by a golden light. And as I say to people, don't take my word for it. I don't say this in the books, of course, but I say, don't take my word for it. Go and do your research. And it's just amazing. It's like 70% of toxins you can get out of your body with a few long, deep breaths. And
Breathing. It's
yeah, just by
phenomenal.
breathing. Yeah,
And we
if
take it for
you,
granted because we don't have to think
we
about
do,
it.
but it's automatic.
Yeah.
It's really amazing, and you can change your brain patterns. I was talking
Right.
to a little 14-year-old girl the other day, and she went, "What?" I was like, "Yeah, you can actually, you can. Your anxiety might be up here, and just by deep, by practicing your deep breathing a lot, you kind of hit this plateau here, and you're not going up here anymore." And eventually, I said, "It will very, very slowly come down." And it's so subtle, you might not even notice, I said to her.
Right.
So, instead of going, "Oh, something's about to go wrong and I don't know what to do," instead of going up here, all of a sudden you're here, and then you're down
Yeah.
here. And then it leaves room, all this extra room. I said, I'm a very visual person, all this extra room for your coping mechanisms to start clicking in. And
Right.
they're the what that's what you need to learn, but that makes sense,
Not
So.
just coping mechanisms. I feel like that breathing time when you are focused and the deep breathing, I feel like I'm a huge advocate for brain and heart coherence. Like there has to be coherence. That's why we're so frazzled all the time because we're out of our head, really. We're out of our head. We're dreaming in the clouds. We're out of our body. We're not connected. If in that breathing moment, it's like your brain is like talking to your heart. They're aligning and they're working together and they get on the same rhythm. And then, you have a little bit of peace. What is the tangible transformation that you see through art therapy when it comes to your clients?
Oh, I think the ability for them to take control. So the word empowerment I use a lot. And in some regards, I don't understand it, but I see it. I can see that doing a painting of just colour, it's not a work of art. First lesson about art therapy, this is nothing we're going to hang on your walls. It's just, you are just going to work through something. And if you want to pick it up and throw it away when you're done, that's okay too. Some people like to keep a record so they can go, "Oh my gosh, this was me a month
A
ago or
year
six,
ago, yeah.
look at that mess." It's okay. It's cool. You don't have to have any kind of artistic skill. You can just do it. And people don't get it. And I have to say, sadly, older people are the worst, I guess, for not wanting to take on board or give something a go. But it can help everybody. There's absolutely no doubt about that. It's just this sense that they feel that they're achieving something or they've worked through
Exactly.
something. Yeah, it's just amazing. Just making little Play-Doh characters that represent their fear or just their worries. And we used to have worry dolls at one stage. I forget which culture they're from. But yeah, it's really, really interesting. Just this sense that they haven't had to tell you anything. They haven't had to explain what happened
You haven't
or
had to find the
this.
words.
Never had to find the words, but their subconscious does, you know, or, you know,
Right.
that like that heart power that we have, or soul, or whatever word you want to use, this fabulous energy that we have flowing through us that we share with everybody, it needs to release and it needs to shine. And yeah, you can do that. I know it doesn't make any sense, but you can do it by scribbling on a bit of paper.
We're
As
all
long
about
as
not making sense here, but that's the power of even just, I love that it's mindful arts with an S, because when you talked about art therapy, I saw when I first saw your comment, it said art therapy. And so I'm thinking that's a little intimidating because I'm an artist, but when I hear art therapy, I'm thinking the drawing, the painting, like these huge canvases. And so I think this is a great educational podcast episode for people to understand that art is a lot of things. And I think,
Yeah.
you know, I'm great at writing. That's my art. That's it.
Yes, excellent.
That's my expression, you know. And I think it's important, like you said, how, you know, people getting to create something with their hands. And I'm always constantly, I feel like it's just a mirror for embracing the responsibility you have as a creator of your life. You're choosing. And what you're not changing, you're choosing. And so every day you wake up in your life, if you're choosing that misery, you're not in the driver's seat. And if you can get outside of your issues, go to an art class or go journal or go read or go paint or go draw for an hour. Breathe through that. Just don't think about anything else. Just stay in that current moment. And if it's something you can create beginning to end, it's that empowering moment of, I created this, I did this. And it gives them that sense, this is so great for self-esteem, so
Oh,
great
absolutely.
for, you know, self-awareness, so great for, I mean, I love this. This is right up our alley. So to everybody that's listening, because my audience is, you know, 30s and 40s, and they're probably the ones that give you one of the biggest issues when it comes to art therapy, right? That's what we're talking about. So I want you guys to take this is your homework for the day, your challenge. Get outside of yourself and do something artsy, anything.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think too, we as women, I think we can look at the history of craft, okay, that's never really been recognized by art museums. And I've seen quilts, but I cannot
Oh.
sew. I cannot sew. My mother was a professional seamstress. And the reason I live in Australia is because Kayser, which was a big underwear factory, I don't know if they're still around, to be honest. They needed somebody to run a factory in this pokey little country town in Australia,
Okay.
and they brought my mother and out. She became and she had to run this. She'd never done anything like it before in her life. She came from the most extraordinary poverty in Ireland, and here she was, this, you know, employed as this man, and it was very provincial. It was very cute,
That's amazing.
but she could sew, and I don't.
Yeah.
It missed me. I can't sew myself.
It skipped a generation.
It
Dang
skipped. I think
it.
it skipped a few, but anyway. But you look at this, you know, and I've said, people have said to me, oh, I'm no good at art, particularly women will say that. And you go into their homes and they're beautifully decorated. Or their gardens. I had one lady, she had colour coordinated garden.
Oh.
I've colour coordinated weeds. They're all green.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
I'm
it.
with you.
I say to them, look what you've done. You are creative. And I think that's really empowering for some women. Some women can cook or they can decorate a cake beautifully. My daughter hand paints cakes. She hand paints it. Just amazing. Yeah, it's one of those things that I don't think as women we realize how powerful we have, what we have. And
Right.
I honestly believe it's a coping mechanism. You know, there's women will get together, they'll talk about all sorts of stuff, and then but they're creating at the same time. Could be a knitting circle, crocheting, you know, that sort of stuff. And of course now they're moving into art and painting because we have, oh, you must have them where you are in the world.
I see
They're
them,
called,
yeah.
yeah, paint and sip
Yep.
sometimes, or something, yeah, something like that, where you so hey, paint,
Yeah.
okay, maybe
Yeah.
another still a bit time. Yeah. And it kind of, in many respects, it doesn't matter. In Australia, we have the Country Women's Association. Wherever you are in the world, I'm sure you have an association that supports women. and their craft work, because in
Right.
Australia they make extraordinarily beautiful crafts and scones. If you have scones, are an English thing. They're kind of like a sweet cakey thing.
Yeah, yep.
so yeah, you know. So I think it, you know, like you're saying, it's about, like, they don't do mindful breathing. They're not probably not on one level conscious of what they're doing. But I think
Right.
it's important for women to sort of sit back and go, yeah, I can do this creative thing.
Right.
And I think you're right to call out your listeners and say to them, go and do something, you know, if while you're listening. I often listen to podcasts while I'm creating.
Yeah.
So I kind of do the opposite. But yeah,
Right.
just yeah, you know, try it, even if it's just a pen or anything you can find. And yeah, and eventually you will get to that point where, yeah, you're going to hide away your crayons. They're going to be yours. You're not going to be sharing them
Right,
with anyone.
exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
It's literally locked in my office here. I do
That's
not play around with my crayons. If they touch it, it's
it.
tainted and I'll never use it again. So it's fine. I just buy a new box of crayons. So it's a whole thing in the house. Don't touch mom's crayons. But it did get me through situations. Like, I have six kids and there's moments that it would be, you know, pure chaos. And as a stay-at-home mom, I needed like something outside of myself to just kind of focus on, so I didn't lose my mind at times. You know, it was
Absolutely,
that I didn't realize in those times. I could see it now, you know, now that I'm mindful about it, but it was a coping mechanism. It was me bringing down my self-regulation. It was me, you know, getting back into my comfort of my body, just that regulation, you know. So it's a coping mechanism. And I feel like, you know, you're talking about the things that women have right now. Absolutely. If you would have asked me, you know, are you an artist? I'm like, no, of course not. But the truth is, I am. I am in my writing. I am in my journaling, even podcasting. That's an art. It is an art. I'm putting out, you know, passion, and I'm invoking things in people. And I think going into anyone's house, I guarantee that, you know, someone listening right now is probably thinking, I'm not into art. I'm not an artist. You do something. Everybody does something. And if you celebrate that, that's a great start to building on that self-esteem, you know, because so many people, they're just autopiloting their way through life. And that my biggest passion is to get people to wake the hell up. Wake up, like become an active participant in your life. And I think
That's so important.
art is powerful, not just to get you through, you know, the trauma, but even to just keep you in the present moment of joy and peace, because it ends up being something that you love, you know?
Exactly right. And we had the diamond art craze. That's still going in some respects. And I think people used to look down at it and think, oh, what's he just it's putting bits of shiny
What's the
things on, you know.
diamond art craze? I haven't
Oh,
heard of that.
it's kind of little tiny beads, I suppose, colored
Okay.
beads. And you it's pretty much like a paint by numbers, but you glue them on
Okay.
and you end up with an image that's kind of a bit sparkly, I guess, and
Sparkly.
shiny. So but it's the same as coloring. It's the same activity of sitting down and focusing on something that will remove you from your present situation. And the mental benefits of that are just amazing. It's just so powerful. And it is, for like you said, when you encourage people to get a hobby, get outside, you know, even if you're photographing leaves or something on a tree, it becomes something that you incorporate into yourself, but also that you're kind of, oh, it's sort of hard to explain, but you know, kind of sharing with the world. And that's you shining. It's you, like you say, coming out of your comfort zone. It's you breaking that mold. And don't sit around and, you know, accept where you are. Find out, just discover. Be, you know, curiosity is one of the greatest and most powerful signs of intelligence. So the more curious you are, the more questions you ask, the more you discover, and the more empowered you'll feel. So yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? It's really
I
cool.
love that. I love that. So when it comes to someone that's listening and they want to get started with art therapy, you recommend your website. What are they going to find there that's going to help them process through this?
There's over 200 blog posts. So for somebody who wants to find out the nuts and bolts of art therapy, how it works, who it's for, there's plenty of information there. But if you just want to get your hands, you want to start now, you could Google out a few activities. I've got some blog posts with activities that list off what you can do and how to get started. I have 5 books available on Amazon, and they look at the most popular one is healing. There's calm, gratitude, self-care, and finding your true self. And they're 25 activities that are specifically designed for people to discover that part of themselves that they, whether it's bringing a greater sense of calm or that need of healing. Yeah. And they're just step by step, very easy to do. I've tried all of the activities in them.
Oh, nice.
Just to make sure they work.
Yeah.
But, you know, like one of my favorites, and it's funny because it's one of these activities I'm not really very good at, is I'm not really bad at origami.
Okay.
It's just, but the idea is that if somebody's upset you, or if you're healing from a trauma of some kind, you can write a letter. And with your journaling, you'll appreciate this.
Yeah.
You can write whatever you like. You can use all the curse words in the world, right? Because nobody's going to read it. And it's for you. And you write them a letter and you can explain to them how you're feeling, what they did, how much your life's changed. And the idea is you fold it into an origami boat and you set it free.
Okay.
And so you don't write any names on it, but yeah, if you've got a body of water near you, the other alternative is actually burning it.
No, that's what I teach people. I was just about to say, I tell them to burn that.
Burn it.
Just burn it. There's nothing left. Burn it.
That's right. Yeah. So that's exactly right. So there's all sorts of different ways. There's another activity where I encourage people to use slips of paper to just one word on each slip of paper about how they're feeling about the trauma, and then you bury it into a plant pot and you pop a flower on top. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, and this becomes a symbol of your regrowth. And yeah, it's just
that's
wonderful.
That's a beautiful idea.
Yeah, and that's what I like. I love that transformative. So this is me. This is me in a really bad place. This is me having suffered terrible trauma. But look what I can become.
Mm-hmm.
Look what it's turned me into. And, yeah, just got to keep watering it.
That's and just cool. Exactly, the watering it. That's the point of, like, you don't just put a seed in the ground and see a flower the next day. It takes love and care, and so does your healing. Yeah. And it takes kindness. You know, you can't neglect it. So it's about, you know, treating yourself as well as you are going to treat the flower, ideally.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that again, it comes back to that self-compassion.
Yeah.
So they did a study in the world, which I still find really interesting, and every now and then I pull it out and I give it a read. And the happiest people in the world, the most content people in the world, are people who are show gratitude, who are empathetic, and who are kind. So all of those things are really about other people. Isn't it really? And so we can internalize those as well. You should be grateful. You and all your listeners should be grateful for yourself.
Yeah.
And who you are and what you have to give.
Yeah.
And you've got 6 children. You've made a lot of, I bet you've made a lot of packed lunches in your day.
I homeschool because I'm too lazy to make lunches. That's why.
That's
yeah.
Right. That's the best reason I've heard for homeschooling. I'm getting her out the door in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, that was the same reason I breastfed. I was too lazy to make a bottle. If I would have had to ever make my kids a bottle, they would starve. They would starve. I go for the easy, most, you know, basic, low maintenance possible.
That's it.
The kiss method. Keep it simple, stupid.
Simple.
Kiss.
That's right.
That's me. I keep it simple. So that's amazing. What is the greatest piece of art that you have created yourself, where you've looked back at it and you're just like, it blew you away?
Oh, that's really interesting. I don't, I have, Before I was born, my parents bought me a little stuffed kangaroo
Okay.
and a teddy bear. And I loved, if you've got any listeners in the UK, I loved Rupert Bear. And he used to be in the newspapers and he had books. But the bear became Rupert. Now, I still have those stuffed toys.
Okay.
And they sit on a shelf in my bedroom opposite a painting of themselves. And I suppose for me, it's just that capturing of these. I've moved around the world twice. I guess I move a lot, and which is
Okay.
interesting. And I used to think there was something wrong with me. And recently I moved because I thought I wanted to come to the particular area where I move, but I kind of wanted a new adventure.
Yeah.
I've been here, I've only lived in this house for 12 months, and I've actually bought a camper van and I've decided I'm going to go and travel Australia.
Oh, I love that.
So we're making it a hippie van. It's really cool.
Yes.
And it's just going to be me and the dogs. And so that for me, that painting is, I guess it's a story of longevity. Because I'm 60 years old, so they've been around a long time, and I have loved them to death. Like, they don't really have a lot of fur left on them,
Oh, I love
and the
that.
teddy bear's falling apart. So, and I know I remember my mother sewing up bits for him, and he actually just has got bandages on him now because I'm a bit like yourself, not very good at sewing, and
Right.
you know I'm not the shortcut method. So he actually has bandages on now, which are all captured in the painting. So yeah, I think that for me, that's quite a significant paint in some respects. And when I
It
moved
sounds
here, I
like
lost.
home for you. Like it's home for you. I love that.
And it's been the longest relationships I've ever had
Yeah,
with these two.
that's amazing. That's amazing. I love that. What is
It's
something that
not a
you're, go ahead.
Sorry, I was not even a great piece of art, you know. So
Yeah,
it's like,
it just means the most.
yeah.
Sometimes those are the greatest pieces, though, right?
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. What is something that you're working on now,
I'm
currently?
actually working on a travel diary.
Oh.
So I wanted to capture where I go, and Australia's a big, it's a big country. It's
Yeah.
not quite as big as the United States, but it's close. We don't have the population, so to get from one place to another can be quite a long drive. And I thought I could vlog, maybe do a video diary. We don't have a great internet connections either when you're out in
Yeah.
the out bush. It's Australian saying,
Bush.
you go out
Yep.
bush, you end up in the middle of nowhere. But I thought what I'll do is I'll draw. I'll capture the places I've been and what I've seen. In a book, and I bought this beautiful hardcover blank page book, and I've already started. I've done the sort of like a front plate, and I had a test run with the camper van, and went to a beach spot. It was only 1 whole hour's drive away, but we all managed with the dogs and
So,
owls. We survived. It was we stayed overnight. We come home again, and so yeah, for me that's it. And I can actually use my sense of humor in that as well. Which I've really felt, so I really, really enjoy. And I've moved. I used to paint like photorealism. I used to, for me, it had to be, oh, it's got to be perfect. But I paint this picture that's a perfect representation of its subject. And I've learned in life that that's not necessary. That art needs to be fluid, and it needs to move through you, and it needs to be whatever you need it to be. And so these are, I start with a marker and a fine liner, and I sometimes just scribble a little bit, and I do a little bit of this, and I kind of just try to capture little things like the dogs running through the sand. So just a little paw prints run across the page, and things like that. Yeah, that's probably what I'm excited about. Like, again, I'm not going to be hanging it on the wall. We'll probably take a pic and share it with people who are following my travels. And honestly, when I announced this was going to be my big project, I thought, I'm not sitting around the house all day. I'm going to see going to see Australia. And for me, it's not the countryside. It's for me, it's about meeting people and learning about them. But the amount of people that were really excited about my trip really surprised me. So I kind of feel I need to give something back. And this little travel diary will do that, I
I
think.
love that. So you're empowering yourself and still finding a way to help other people. And I think that's the magic of embracing our power here, because that is important. You're going to empower and inspire someone, to do the same, to be able to live. It's a bold move. It's a beautiful, bold, freeing move. I can imagine. I mean, there's times I want to pack up my naked cats and hit the road
Naked
for
cats.
sure. So, you're living every stay-at-home mom's dream right now of just getting
Exactly. Others
it.
people do it with their young children,
Yeah, I've
don't
seen
you?
that.
I love
I've
that. I
seen
think
that.
that's really amazing. And it's about also the sense of I suppose bringing your life down to whatever you can fit in a van.
Yeah.
And I bought a small van because I'm short. I still have I really struggle getting into it, which I'm sure is really funny. But it's just that being able to contain your life down into something really small, and what is really, really important
Yeah.
in our lives. It really isn't all the things we own or the
It's
size of
not
our
the
homes.
things. And so many
It's
people
not the
are
things,
collecting the
yeah.
things. You guys, it's not the
Things.
things. It is
It's not,
you.
no. Yes,
It's
exactly.
you.
And your experiences in life and how you share them, even if you just pick up the phone and talk to your girlfriend, that's you shining. That's you sharing. That's you creating a better world.
I love this, and I love this for you. I'm gonna follow your journey. I wanna watch this journey unfold. So I do hope you vlog a little bit too.
Yeah, I will.
Perfect. Susan,
Absolutely.
I
Yeah.
do love you did just talk on how you expected your art to be perfect. And I think that idea of being perfect keeps a lot of people from getting started on anything. So what is your advice to them right now, about how to just push through that idea? Because it's easy to tell someone, well, it doesn't have to be perfect. How can you express that to them in a way that they can receive that and give themselves permission to be messy?
I think you said it beautifully then. Give yourself permission to be messy. Yeah. And accept that not everything you're going to create is going to be worth putting on the wall, if you like. Although I don't see why you shouldn't. If you want to, don't paint it. Oh, you can paint on the walls if you own them, I suppose. It's up to you. It's, I think also I understand that the power of colouring in and staying within the lines. But the first colouring book I ever got, I actually got a marker and started cr making the lines go out a little bit further and extending and playing with the space that was around this mandala pattern. And I think give yourself permission to, colour outside the lines, get
And the
messy.
coloring book for me, I think coloring in the lines is the only contained, organized space
Yes,
I would have. My brain
exactly.
is wild, so I need a space to be able to have
Yes.
lines made for me because otherwise there's no boundaries and it's just crazy. It's chaos. It's chaos.
Oh, I can
Yes.
see that. Exactly
Yeah.
right.
Yep.
And that's good too. For some people, like I get a sense of peace once, when I'm doing the housework and I've reordered things. Like you say, it's about containing the chaos and controlling your environment when you can't control anything, when the whole world out seems to be out of control. It's really important to control your environment, but on the other hand, you can give yourself permission to be messy. Toddlers do it. Toddlers do it. They are the greatest teachers in the world when they
The
paint.
greatest, the greatest.
It's just everywhere. Look at
Exactly.
this. And it's brilliant. And so if you have access to any small children, sit down and paint with them because they will show you that you don't have to worry about primary colors sitting next to each other or complementary colors or, tertiary colors and all that sort of stuff that artists worry about and perspective. They don't care about perspective. They don't care about the lines. They don't care about all this sort of arty stuff. They just have fun. And that's, yeah. And it's really interesting because play therapy is quite a new, well, it's probably not new, but it's sort of coming into the fore where And it's always been, I guess, in a sense, for children. And a lot of psychologists will have a play box or a sandbox for children. So they're now using that for older children, teens, and even adults. And being playful is a wonderful way to start that this process of unburdening and unleashing your potential, just again. And I think video games have come into the fore for that reason, that there's a great need for people. They're a legitimate sort of sense of play in it with a particular age group of people.
Oh, I just did. I'm not a video game fan, and I
I don't
fight the kids
understand.
all the time. Fight the kids all the time. I'm like, oh, what is it? And it's one of those things. I have teenage boys, and I want to connect with them, and I want something that's ours. So I'm like, all right, boys, you guys pick a game for the two of us that we could play, like a co-op game. And my son found this game, you guys, for everybody. It's called It Takes Two. And I'm telling you, my mind is blown. I was just like in tears, overwhelmed at how beautiful it was, how much fun we had. The storyline was incredible. I used a different part of my brain because I'm not good with with the remote. So here I am engaging my brain in something it's not used to. It's learning something new. I'm bonding with my kid. It was like they're laughing at me most of the time because I don't know how to, they're like double jump. And I'm like, I don't even know how to jump. What are you talking about? No, but it was an incredible. So if you have a teenager, I say go get that game and play. But it just made me realize how, I've been fighting something that I could be using to the benefit. I think there are some great games out there, with the storyline, and you learn to work together, even if it's not something, you really have in your hands. You're connecting, and you're laughing. It's play therapy.
Exactly right. And for a lot of teens, those skills are transferable, aren't they? It's a learning exercise. And virtual reality is coming into arts therapy as well. Being able to put yourself to physically feel like you're somewhere else. We do it with meditation and to an extent mindfulness. And with art, you can take yourself away from everything that's happening and just focus on what you're doing. But yeah, so again, this sense, all this technology and all this information we have about video games now is being transformed into a kind of therapy. And it's really wonderful. It's a
I
wonderful
see that.
example of how
I
powerful it
think
can be.
everybody needs play in their life. There, you can't take everything so serious. There has to be a point where, you're laughing. And I've had clients that come to me and they're just like so heavy, so serious. And I'm like, go do something
Indeed.
fun. Like, go read a
Indeed,
book you love. Go swimming
exactly.
in the beach. Go do something. Like, this, I can't even handle what you're carrying. How are you alive? So I think, doing fun stuff is important. And that's why I think it's important that you guys check out Susan's website. I want you to get into, some kind of art. And if that means you're going to color code a garden, congratulations. Maybe you color code, your pantry. I don't know. I've never been that organized, you guys. For all y'all know I live out of a laundry basket. Okay. That's how organized I am. So we are crazy chaos here, but find some form of art. And that is a very broad word. It covers a lot of things. Okay. But you're never going to know what you like or don't like until you try it. So
Absolutely, yeah.
I say try anything once, go get some Play-Doh and mess around. If it's not your thing, cool. Get
Yeah,
some
absolutely,
paints.
yeah.
Not
I
your
tried
thing.
paint pouring recently, when you pour the
Ooh.
paint. And I thought, this is great. Drove me mad. It just wouldn't stop dripping. It just, I just had,
Exactly.
I was
But you
like,
tried
what
it,
is this
and that's
mess?
the important part. Yeah.
I
I
tried it.
love
That's right.
that.
I did.
I
I
love
packed it up
that.
and put it in the bin, but I tried it.
I love that.
Yeah, it was good.
Susan, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on today. And for the audience, listen, bitch, dream big. Life is too short to play small. Embrace who
Absolutely.
God called you to be, own your shit, and be brave as you step into your full potential as a co-creator. Until next time, love yourself in the moment, flawed, fantastic, beautiful, badass. This is Brandon Lynette reminding you of your potential with a side of chaos. You're in the arena. Keep swinging. Susan, again, thank you so much for your light. And you guys,
Thank you.
all of her links are below, so you can follow her and hopefully follow her journey. I'm excited for you. But just
Thank you.
thank you for your magic.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Bye, guys.